Episode 59 of the New LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Exodus 39 and Matthew 11 are up today. In Exodus, Moses inspects the work that was done in building the tabernacle and its furnishings. In Matthew, John the Baptist, who is in prison, sends word to Jesus, asking if he is the one. The version we're reading today is the New Century Version. Exodus chapter 39. They used blue, purple, and red thread to make woven clothes for the priests to wear when they served in the holy place. They made the holy clothes for Aaron as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made the holy vest of gold and blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen. They hammered the gold into sheets and then cut it into long, thin strips. They worked the gold into the blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen. This was done by skilled craftsmen. They made the shoulder straps for the holy vest, which were attached to the top corners of the vest and tied together over each shoulder. The skillfully woven belt was made in the same way. It was joined to the holy vest as one piece. It was made of gold and blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen, the way the Lord commanded Moses. They put gold around the onyx stones and then wrote the names of the sons of Israel on those gems, as a person carves words and designs on a seal. Then they attached the gems on the shoulder straps of the holy vest, as reminders of the 12 sons of Israel. This was done just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The skilled craftsman made the chest covering like the holy vest. It was made of gold and blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen. The chest covering was square, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide, and it was folded double to make a pocket. Then they put 4 rows of beautiful jewels on it. In the first row, there was a ruby, a topaz, and a yellow quartz. In the second, there was a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald. In the third, there was a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. In the fourth, there was a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. Gold was put around these jewels to attach them to the chest covering, and the names of the sons of Israel were carved on these 12 jewels as a person carves a seal. Each jewel had the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. They made chains of pure gold, twisted together like a rope, for the chest covering. The workers made 2 gold pieces and 2 gold rings. They put the 2 gold rings on the 2 upper corners of the chest covering. Then they put 2 gold chains into the 2 rings at the ends of the chest covering, and they fastened the other 2 ends of the chains to the 2 gold pieces. They attached these gold pieces to the 2 shoulder straps in the front of the holy vest. They made 2 gold rings and put them at the lower corners of the chest covering on the inside edge next to the holy vest. They made 2 more gold rings on the bottom of the shoulder straps in front of the holy vest near the seam, just above the woven belt of the holy vest. They used a blue ribbon and tied the rings of the chest covering to the rings of the holy vest, connecting it to the woven belt. In this way, the chest covering would not swing out from the holy vest. They did all these things the way the Lord commanded. Then they made the outer robe to be worn under the holy vest. It was woven only of blue cloth. They made a hole in the center of the outer robe with a woven collar sewn around it so it would not tear. Then they made balls like pomegranates of blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen and hung them around the bottom of the outer robe. They also made bells of pure gold and hung these around the bottom of the outer robe between the balls. So around the bottom of the outer robe there was a bell and a pomegranate ball, a bell and a pomegranate ball. The priest wore this outer robe when he served as a priest, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They wove inner robes of fine linen for Aaron and his sons, and they made turbans, headbands, and underclothes of fine linen. Then they made the cloth belt of fine linen and blue, purple, and red thread, and designs were sewn into it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made a strip of pure gold, which is the holy crown, and carved these words in the gold, as one might carve on a seal, "Holy to the Lord." Then they tied this flat piece to the turban with a blue ribbon, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So all the work on the meeting tent was finished. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then they brought the holy tent to Moses. The tent and all its furniture, hooks, frames, crossbars, posts, and bases, the covering made of male sheepskins colored red, the covering made of fine leather, and the curtain that covered the entrance to the most holy place, the Ark of the Agreement, its poles and lid, the table, all its containers, and the bread that showed they were in God's presence, the pure gold lampstand with its lamps in a row, all its tools, and the olive oil for the light, the gold altar, the special olive oil used for appointing priests, the sweet-smelling incense, and the curtain that covered the entrance to the holy tent, the bronze altar and its screen, its poles and all its tools, the bowl and its stand, the curtains for the courtyard with their posts and bases, the curtain that covered the entry to the courtyard, the cords, pegs, and all the things in the meeting tent. They brought the clothes for the priests to wear when they served in the holy tent, the holy clothes for Aaron the priest and the clothes for his sons, which they wore when they served as priests. The Israelites had done all this work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses looked closely at all the work and saw that they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. So Moses blessed them. Matthew chapter 11. After Jesus finished telling these things to his 12 followers, he left there and went to the towns in Galilee to teach and preach. John the Baptist was in prison, but he heard about what the Christ was doing. So John sent some of his followers to Jesus. They asked him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else?" Jesus answered them, "Go tell John what you hear and see. The blind can see, the crippled can walk, and people with skin diseases are healed. The deaf can hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is preached to the poor. Those who do not stumble in their faith because of me are blessed." As John's followers were leaving, Jesus began talking to the people about John. Jesus said, "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed blown by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes live in king's palaces. So why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, and I tell you, John is more than a prophet. This was written about him. I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare the way for you. I tell you the truth, John the Baptist is greater than any other person ever born, but even the least important person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Since the time John the Baptist came until now, the kingdom of heaven has been going forward in strength, and people have been trying to take it by force. All the prophets and the law of Moses told about what would happen until the time John came. And if you will believe what they said, you will believe that John is Elijah, whom they said would come. Let those with ears use them and listen. What can I say about the people of this time? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to each other, 'We played music for you, but you did not dance. We sang a sad song, but you did not cry.' John came and did not eat or drink like other people, so people say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and people say, 'Look at him. He eats too much and drinks too much wine, and he is a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved to be right by what she does." Then Jesus criticized the cities where he did most of his miracles because the people did not change their lives and stop sinning. He said, "How terrible for you, Chorazin! How terrible for you, Bethsaida! If the same miracles I did in you happened in Tyre and Sidon, those people would have changed their lives a long time ago. They would have worn rough cloth and put ashes on themselves to show they had changed. But I tell you, on the judgment day, it will be better for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will be thrown down to the depths. If the miracles I did in you had happened in Sodom, its people would have stopped sinning, and it would still be a city today. But I tell you, on the judgment day, it will be better for Sodom than for you. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the people who are wise and smart, but you have shown them to those who are like little children. Yes, Father, this is what you really wanted. My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to tell. Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Accept my teachings and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. The burden that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light. May God bless the reading of His Word. So Moses was pleased with the work. I wonder if he had all the instructions written down and if he checked off the details as he inspected each item. He must have, right? Again, there's the pressure that you know God will know if every item was made according to His specifications. So Moses had to really have been looking at everything as closely as possible. And Jesus, in answering John the Baptist's question, simply said, in essence, look at the results of my ministry. Of course, there could only be one conclusion. Yes, Jesus is the one for whom John had been preparing the way. Tomorrow, we'll read the last chapter of Exodus. I'll talk to you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.